Live from Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. 65 million Americans right now are dealing with this reality. How do you help those folks? What does it look like? What is it just, hey, get a good night's rest or eat a nice meal? You know, well, thank you, Captain Obvious. No, it's not that. It's so much more. And that's what this show is about. It is, we are giving a well-lit path to safety for caregivers so they can catch their breath, take a knee, and then develop some strategies on how they can live a calmer and healthier life, even while in the midst of some very, very difficult realities. And we're so glad that you are with us. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755, and you can follow along on Facebook Live. We are live video streaming right now on Hope for the Caregiver. And when you do call, guess what? You will be eventually routed to the man himself, the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man, because it is baseball season, who put the word care into Harry Carey Jr. He is John Butler, the Count of Mighty Disco, everyone.
I really wish I had a Harry Carey impression just lined up.
I wish you did, too.
Yeah,
hi.
That would be fantastic.
Hi.
No, I can't. I'm not even going to attempt without a little bit of practice on that. But how you doing today, Peter?
You know, I'm just precious. Thank
well,
you.
We all and, know that.
I'm so excited. Did you wear your dress bow tie?
I did not today. I had some car trouble. I had to go bike to my car.
You took the Count cycle?
I did. I took the
Count mobile.
To the Count mobile. I had to bike to my car because I had to leave it by the side of the road last night.
If you've ever abandoned a car.
Yeah, well, it was at a friend's house and tire got damaged. So
everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Now, did you put the bike tire on the car?
I absolutely did because as an Eagle Scout, I am consistently prepared.
Well, and no doubt.
There you go.
Hey, listen, John, I've had a lot of guests in the studio today. But
you've had a lot of guests in the studio today.
I mean, sorry. All this head, so little brain. I've had a lot of guests in this studio, but today I have an extraordinary individual. Now, there's not many families.
Well, that makes one of us.
There's not many families who can say that changed the landscape of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But this family can, and this man can, and it's Cal Turner Jr., who is retired CEO of Dollar General.
Hey, right on.
His father started the company. He's got a new book out called My Father's Business. It is an extraordinary book of an extraordinary family that spans decades of the fabric of our country.
Absolutely.
And so, Cal, welcome.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Now listen, were you coughing, turning away, or were you laughing? I'd like to say you were laughing.
Well, but could I say yes?
You should be. Yeah.
Maybe I was doing both.
I think you can say almost whatever you want.
Yeah,
I can sense that.
You can. We're very structured around here. You know, thank you for being here with us today. And, you know, we've got a full show with you. I told you before the show, I'm probably not going to get many opportunities like this. So I'm just going to just get as much out of you as I possibly can because you've got a lifetime of wisdom and you've put it in this book.
Thank you, Peter.
I enjoyed this book. I enjoyed your family story. And we're going to get into a lot of things here. One of the things that impressed me about you is the wealth of wisdom that you come to the table with how things work in a family, in a corporation, in a business. And so we're going to pump you for all that information here in a little bit. We start off this particular section. We always have a caregiver tip of the day, and I'm going to let you open the caregiver tip of the day envelope and read the caregiver tip of the day word for today. And I think this is in your wheelhouse, and I want you to talk about it.
Are you ready?
We're ready. We're over here just eagerly holding our breath.
The caregiver tip of the day is stewardship.
Stewardship. And this, by the way, this section is brought to you by AARP of Tennessee, AARP.org/TN. Stewardship is such a big issue for the family caregiver because we're trying to own everything. Talk about how important the word stewardship has been to you and your family for all these decades.
Stewardship, to me, is what all of life is about, Peter. All of life is your response to Him who made you. My father's business tries to describe that as a title to the book. We're all here to pursue my father's business. We have opportunity to serve. And the mission statement of that company, Dollar General, is serving others. But life at its fullest has an agenda of being a good steward of all that you have, of the opportunity you're given under God. That's what it's about. That's the important crux of life. Your stewardship for you, my stewardship for me.
You know, our first job in the Garden of Eden, Adam's first job, was stewardship. He didn't own it, but he was sent to take care of it. He said, yes. Here, take care of this. So many caregivers get into a situation, Cal, where they are feeling like it's all up to them to own it. And in my situation, for example, you know, Gracie, I didn't do this to Gracie. I can't undo it. No. She's got, you know, 80 surgeries, both legs amputated, all this kind of stuff. That's too big. I can't undo this. But God didn't put me in this to undo it. He put me in this to be a steward of it. And as you have shepherded not only your family, the corporation, but the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have worked under you for all this time, that's a big word that sticks out to you, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Stewardship gives purpose to your work. And that is the greatest joy in living to me, to feel that you have an opportunity to serve others and to be a steward of life's opportunity that God gives you.
I tell my fellow caregivers, when you do this, you have to understand that you're the rightful owner of this is God. And
amen.
I give an account to God of how I've handled it, but I don't own it. And there is a difference. And you've owned things and you've been stewards of things. And it's as for me, that was freeing because that meant, okay, I'm just going to do the best I can with this. I'm not going to put this unreasonable pressure to be something I'm not.
It gives you a peacefulness in the hard work, doesn't it?
It does. Because I realize, okay, it's not all up to me. And I've got a book coming out this fall called Seven Caregiver Landmines, and one of the landmines is thinking it's all up to me. But it's not. And as you were sitting there, I read through your book, and I looked at these places where you felt the weight of, I don't know how many thousands of people you had working for you at one time. What's the biggest number you've had working under you?
65,000.
That's too big a weight for one individual to bear that kind of responsibility. I mean, there were times I know you had to go home and have a conversation with the ceiling fan, you know, and think, how am I? And then when all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I don't own all this. I'm a steward of this.
Yes.
And it does give you peace.
It indeed gives you peace, actually, when you need it the most, when you're in the crux of the hard work, when you feel the physical and emotional strain of the work, when you are connected to your stewardship opportunity, you have peace in the midst of the storm.
When did that become clarified for you in your career? Because when you started out, and you're pretty candid in this book about your journey, and there's a great saying I heard, somebody told me the other day, I never learned much from trial and success. and so when you started out, you're pretty candid that you were off to the races. But this thing was a pretty big horse to kind of manage.
Oh, it was indeed. And from the start, I knew I was undertaking a challenge that was life's biggest challenge of Cal Turner Jr., being boss's son and never quite measuring up. So somehow God gave me a peacefulness about that I didn't have to worry so much about whether I was measuring up to the challenge. I just had to be faithful to my attempt to be a good steward of it. Life's about being faithful. It's and if you get carried away with the measurement of how well you're doing, you're going to actually interfere with your stewardship.
One of the things that I see so many caregivers, including me, by the way, I'm the crash test dummy of caregivers, is that we are measuring ourselves so desperately with this, and we are brutal with ourselves. And what you just said there is, I'm gonna make sure I podcast, tweet, post everything that phrase, because when we are so caught up in measuring our performance, we miss the opportunity to rest in the stewardship component and just be faithful to it. And He'll give us the grace to make amends when we make mistakes, not if, but when. But I tell this to caregivers, I said, look, if you're going to be brutal on yourself for your job performance, at least be honest enough to consider your job attendance record, which is perfect. You just keep showing up.
Yes.
And so that stewardship is showing up and being faithful to the task that's given to the best of your abilities.
Absolutely. And I believe the measurement we would apply is not the same as God's measurement anyhow.
Unpack that a little bit. When did that become a reality to you?
Well, the more I realized I was over my head, which was a pretty daunting discovery, the more I determined that I should only hope that I'm swimming and that I shouldn't be into measurement too much.
Hey, this is Hope for the Caregiver. We're talking with Cal Turner Jr. He is retired CEO of Dollar General. His new book is called My Father's Business. We're about my father's business on this show, and I'm grateful that you're with us. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. We've got more to go. Don't go away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
You know what that that song is?
No.
That is the Imperials. That is the Imperials. Russ Taff with the Imperials. Michael Omardian produced that from, that's called Unforgiven. Hey, welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who's not. We're here with Cal Turner Jr., retired CEO of Dollar General, and he is talking about his new book, My Father's Business. Last segment, we talked about the caregiver tip of the day. You don't have to play the theme, John. And it is stewardship. And I want to continue his conversation because Cal just brings us in about the piece that he came to when, I mean, think about it. You're running a company with 65,000 employees. Thinking that it's all up to you can drive a person crazy in that environment. Well, we caregivers think it's all up to us to be able to do things. And what we're learning is that it is not. We're about stewardship. We do the best we can, and the results and the ownership belong to God. And that's when, if you get nothing else today, but guess what? We've got so much more. And we have also have in the sacred envelope of today's senior moment. And I'm going to let Cal open up this beautiful envelope that I spent pennies on.
But I noticed you passed the senior moment envelope to me.
Well, I'm going to let you open it up because that you are bestowed this high honor today. Today's, and this is a word that you also are going to understand clearly.
Oh, oh boy.
And it fits right in line with stewardship, and it is.
The word is delegate.
Delegate. Oh, now, today's senior moment is brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Cares and morningpoint.com, and that's point with an E. They are wonderful folks, and we've been doing this segment here for some time of just things that we deal with seniors. Now, here's what happened. I had a friend of mine come up to me today at church whose wife is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I said, do you have help coming in? And it's starting to. And I said, I have one of the sponsors of this show, Caregivers by Whole Care. They help me with Gracie when they can come in and do this. And it's so important for him to let go and give this responsibility to someone else. And somebody said to me one time, Cal, they said, what would Jesus do as a caregiver? Which I thought was an odd question. And I said, well, I don't know what he would do, but let me tell you what he did do. He delegated from the cross, delegated care of his mother to John.
Indeed he did.
Now, you've had to learn to delegate, and that was not something that came easy, was it, in your family?
To delegate is to be a great leader, and it's one of the real tests of you or anyone as a leader, how well you delegate. Peter, I was asked once by a management trainee in the company, how do you delegate right, was the way he phrased the question. And I said, you don't ever do it exactly right. You're always learning from the doing of delegating. And every situation can be different from the previous one because of the human dynamic. Human beings are always changing, and circumstances around them are changing. So how do you take this responsibility and vest it in someone else and be there for him when he or she needs your support? It's hard to some leaders delegate, and they're looking over the shoulder of the person to whom they delegate too much.
And that's not delegation.
That's not delegation. It's their version of it. But it was always a problem for me. Actually, I had something going for me, Peter. I considered myself not good at any of the jobs in the company. I'd tried them growing up, and I wasn't good at them. So perhaps it was easier for me to delegate to others. I knew they'd do it better than I would anyhow.
Caregivers struggle with delegation because we're afraid. We're afraid that somebody's going to mess this up. And Yes. They're going to make – number one, they're going to really create a mess. Number two, we're going to have to fix that mess. Or even if we do turn it over, we're going to be sitting there so worried about it that we won't be able to be at peace knowing that it's being done. You and I have talked about this, that the caregiver ecosystem is very much like a corporation. And these principles are that work in a healthy corporation work in a healthy caregiver situation. I'm determined that. It's we get all emotional about caregiver, but when it comes down to it, they're good, solid business principles to how to run a caregiving environment with somebody who is chronically ill or disabled. Delegation is one of the critical steps to that, learning how to ask for help, accept help, and identify what help looks like, too.
Absolutely.
And what about that fear? Did you ever have that fear when you were delegated, think, oh, this is going to be a disaster?
Of course I had that fear. And in my father's business, my grandfather had that fear, I'm sure, when he delegated to his son. And there were examples of that where his son failed, but his father did delegate to him. And there has to be a certain amount of trust, even when someone doesn't do it quite as well as you.
But you still need to let it go.
Yes, let it go.
Wise words. We got more coming with Cal Turner Jr. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. This is Hope for the Caregiver, and we are so glad you're with us. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Count of Mighty Disco is on fire today. He's large, he's in charge, and he's ours.
Oh, look at you, buddy.
Welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am so glad that you're with us. This is Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And if you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. And we are here with Cal Turner Jr., retired CEO of Dollar General Corporation. You all know it is all over the scope, I mean, the landscape of our country. And he is sharing a lifetime of wisdom. And you can get it all from him in his book, My Father's Business. I've read this book. I love this book. And you will benefit from it. It is a master class in business. Now, why am I talking about that? What does that have to do with caregiving? Well, I've got an op-ed that's coming out here shortly about the entrepreneurial, I can't even speak today, Cal, opportunities for family caregivers, because caregivers suffer from 3 I's. We become isolated. We lose our identity. We have a hard time speaking in first person singular. And then we lose our independence. And we can't participate in the workforce the way we would like to do so. And all too many caregivers are leaving the workforce because of this. Now, when you manage 65,000 employees, Cal, you saw people having to adjust things for family emergencies, for family sicknesses and illnesses and special needs children and aging parents and all these kinds of things. And some of these people bring a wealth of – there were employees, I bet you can rattle off a list of them, that you hated to not be able to promote and push, but they were tied down with other responsibilities. And I'm sure in your world there for all those years. And yet this is the reality for many caregivers. But in today's world, you can change that. You can leverage some ideas and the work ethic that caregivers have. I say we're high-functioning multitaskers, we caregivers are. We're an employer's dream because of the speed and the amount of stuff we have to assimilate. But now, if we wanted to start a business out of our home, there's some real tricks out of this. And you guys started a business. you guys started the home-based business when your father was doing all this stuff. And it's fascinating to read. And I wish I could just open up the whole book and talk about it. But if you've got somebody right now who has a kind of a self-starting personality, like your father, like your grandfather, but they're landlocked because they're taking care of somebody, what are some of the advice steps that you would give them if they wanted to start a business with their smartphone, with their computers? I mean, all the things, the technology is available there, but they can do it. But there's still business principles they have to watch for, like stocking too much inventory at home. You don't want a bunch of inventory at your house. You've done that.
Oh, indeed I have.
So what are some of the things? Just kind of open that up a little bit.
Well, you started it off when you said what they have at hand. I think the real opportunity in life is taking your situation and what is at hand that you can actually maneuver or do something about. Don't worry about all those things out there. Don't worry about the limitations, but what is the opportunity at hand? My favorite Mother Teresa quote was that she did not worry because she did what she could, where she was, with what she had, and she didn't worry. Now, that, I think, could help anybody that's homebound. What is your opportunity here? And think about what you do in this place and the tools you use and how that can be leveraged somehow for the benefit of somebody else. And you're learning when you're in a new situation that is a trial to you, you're in a new learning opportunity.
I remember when I left work and started working from my home, and it was nerve-wracking. And, you know, and I remember I didn't know quite how to function. I felt guilty the time I took a two-hour lunch. You know, I was looking for the clock to punch. And then Gracie said, you know, how about if I put a cubicle in the living room? Would that make you feel better? You know, and I realized at that point I needed to dismantle the way I work. The way we think about work has to change. And innovative ideas, entrepreneurial ideas, it doesn't have to be that you create the best new widget. Maybe you can just work from home and telecommute and so forth. But you have value as an employee. But so many of these folks that are serving as caregivers right now don't see that. What are some tips that you would offer people to be able to self-assess a little better? Or where could they go to find out what are their skill sets and their assets that they have to work with? Because sometimes they don't see it. I see somebody that shows up every day in very unfavorable circumstances, but they keep showing up and they're doing it with resilience. I see that is a huge asset to start off with. And a lot of caregivers don't even value that. And I'm wanting to help change that. I want them to see the value of who they are as an employee.
As I listen to you talk, Peter, I realize that this is your expertise and it's based on your experience. You can become an expert in what you are experiencing. And if you can be analytical about that, you can define an opportunity. My leadership mentor used to say that every problem in the company stems from a question not being asked, not being answered well. The first question is, what is the work to be done? The work that you're talking about has changed for that person, because now this person is a caregiver at home.
They are.
And that's not the experience that person has had, and this is brand new as a situation for that person.
Yes.
Well, okay. Being God can help you to be analytical about that new situation, that new job, if you will, and what you can learn there. And you're learning something when you get into this new challenge that God will help you to leverage for somebody else's benefit. There are others who need to learn it also.
You know, I am so convinced of this, that caregivers deal with, if you're dealing with somebody who is mentally impaired, for example, or even if they're not, but there's so much conflict that goes on when you're serving as a caregiver, whether it's conflict with doctors, healthcare, other healthcare providers, the patient themselves, family members. What, as a CEO of a company that employed 65,000 people under your watch, what is somebody who is adept at conflict resolution worth to you?
we had company seminars to try to help everybody to be a better problem solver. And the key to problem solving is to reach out to the others who are there with you. Now, that they can help. The problems are best solved in any company where the problem exists. Now, you're in the midst of the problem in the home. It may be a new, it may be a brand new problem for you. That means it's a brand new learning opportunity. And you can be amazed at what you can learn in that new situation. I'm convinced of it.
I am too. And you are just, it means so much to have somebody at your level to affirm this, because one of the missions I have in my show and everything I do is to build up the self-esteem of the family caregiver. We are oftentimes doing well just to peek out of the toilet because we feel so discouraged and feel so beat up, feel so alone and isolated. And if we can step into those people and say, wait, let's look at what you have to offer. If you can, I tell people, I say, I'd bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget I'm a man, you know. I look at family care. I was watching a lady the other day. She was dealing with three different surgeons, and then insurance companies delegating out to family members, helping aging parents, and all of this is going on. And it's like watching a juggler, with 17,000 things going up in the air, and I thought, you can't teach that to somebody. They have to experience it. And I love what you said. You're becoming an expert at what you experience, and what you experience is worth something to someone else.
And the key to leadership is asking a good question. When you're in a new situation, you can develop your ability to ask questions because there's a lot you don't know yet. And when you ask the right question of yourself, you are learning and you are developing and growing.
When you took over the reins of Dollar General, now you stepped into some mighty big shoes.
I did indeed.
And yet you had to ask a lot of questions, didn't you?
I had to ask a lot of questions, and I found out that there was no answer coming from my dad. He was the entrepreneur who couldn't explain even to his son how he made decisions. They just came from his gut. So I had to figure out how to learn what was in his gut for my training. And it was my first really big challenge in going into business with him, because I thought I'd just go in and learn from my dad.
Well, and see, this is the situation so many American families are in, Cal. You got one primary person who's serving as the family caregiver, doing everything. They're the repository of all the knowledge and all the task, and there's no continuity thing in place, because so many caregivers think that they're going to be immortal or their loved one will die before they do.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen, because caregivers get so burnt out, a lot of them die prematurely, and nobody knows what to do to step in to manage all this. And I was thinking about the just in the inventory of what you had to do with and develop inventory systems, because your dad didn't do that way. Now, he had it all in his head and in his gut, but he didn't have it on paper, and he certainly didn't have it in computers.
My dad was the center of the company, and there were a lot of spokes that went from that center out to the entire company. And I was with him in the center of the company trying to figure out what made this whole thing roll and what made it happen. And here he couldn't explain.
Well, if you're a family caregiver and you want to start your own business, look at what you're doing right now. I love what you said. Stop for a moment and just pray and ask God to give you the ability to analyze what you're doing. Cal said that a minute ago. I mean, look, if you go to listen to this show, listen to this show, because I'm bringing you on some great guests here, and you ought to listen to this guy. And analyze what it is that you're actually doing. You're not just taking care of an infirm loved one. You're managing a whole ecosystem of stuff. And if you want to be able to start your own business or develop some kind of income stream that changes the way you work and provides for your family based on your skill set, you could do this. But let's start with identifying who you are as an individual, as an employee, what your worth is to the job market. I just asked Cal the question, and if those of you are not watching on Facebook Live, you ought to see the look on his face when I said, what is somebody who is good at conflict resolution worth to a corporation? Man, that's what caregivers do every day. You're doing this.
I think sometimes we worry too much about what. What am I supposed to do? How do I solve this problem? And how is a better question to ask. How, particularly of a caregiver, how do I make the caregiving connection with the person in need? Now, I will learn more about the what if I get the right how, if I have the love that caregivers really do have for the person for whom they're caring, that love is your best teaching opportunity anyhow, not your brain of figuring it all out. Don't task yourself too much to figure it all out.
I don't think you can figure it out. You know, I've got 3 decades into this. I don't think I've figured it out. But what I am learning is, and this again started with, that the skills that you learn on the job as a caregiver are valuable skills in any kind of entrepreneur endeavor. If you want to start something, you're already bringing a work ethic. You're already bringing a drive, a motivation, a love of this. And those are key things. And any business that's worth its salt is going to start from a sense of excitement about what you're doing and love of what you're doing.
Yes, yes, so, indeed.
Hey, this is Hope for the Caregiver. We're talking with Cal Turner Jr. He is retired CEO of Dollar General. His new book is called My Father's Business. We're about my father's business on this show, and I'm grateful that you're with us. If you want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. We've got more to go. Don't go away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries, and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you care for someone who is not. And we're so glad that you're with us. We've had a great time here today with Cal Turner Jr., retired CEO of Dollar General. His new book is called My Father's Business. It is a masterclass in entrepreneur and business endeavors and family. And that's why I want you to read this book, and particularly if you are tied up as a caregiver right now and you feel like you're so lost, you're so disconnected, and you think, where am I going to go? I'm missing out opportunities or whatever. No. You are not. You've got a great opportunity right in front of you to do something and to see and to watch God work in it. I know. I live it. And it's not easy, but what part of taking care of a woman through 80 surgeries and multiple amputations is easy? And that's what I've done. We caregivers are not daunted by hard tasks, but sometimes we don't know where to go. And that's why we got to listen to people who have great experience at certain things and be able to – people that have 50,000-foot views, and that's what Cal has. Hey, listen, I want to tell – Cal, you ever been to Ghana?
No, I haven't.
Over in West Africa, in Ghana, I'm heading over there at the end of July with my team. Gracie is going to join us for the first time in 8 years. She had, this was her vision to start this program of Standing with Hope. We provide prosthetic limbs to amputees over there. And this is a way of sharing the gospel. And it's not only to the people that receive the limbs, it's to their family, their community, that nation. And she's gotten global media from this because it's an unusual thing to see a woman with Gracie's challenges doing something like that. She could be nursing her own wounds, but she doesn't. She gets out and does this. And I'm so proud of her for it. And we work with inmates at a local prison. Core Civic helps us with that. And inmates volunteer to strip these limbs down that we collect from all over the country, used prosthetic limbs that are many of them gathering dust. The family doesn't want to get rid of if they lost a loved one. And they are we take all those parts and we send them over to West Africa, where and we'll also purchase new materials and we'll build a custom-fit leg over there. And the whole point of this is a broken woman – a woman with a broken body working with broken lives in a prison, taking used parts from broken people and then recreating something spectacular to minister to more broken people. We do all this to point to the one who was broken for us. That is the whole point, and that is why we are Standing with Hope. And if you want to be a part of that, go out to standingwithhope.com and look. Just look, and you can type in standingwithhope.com/team2018 and see the team that's going and be a part of sending that. If you can't put a leg on someone, guess what? We can, and you can be a part of that with us, and you give the gift that keeps on walking. Cal, we're going to we've just got just a few minutes longer. The book is called My Father's Business. And your faith, I'm going to wrap it up with this, your faith is so important to you, and it came from a lifetime of being in the church, of being involved in this, but it became even more deep and intense in your life, and particularly in this last decade or two, where you it's taken on a whole new meaning. And so you wrote this book. Yes, you talk about your father and your grandfather and the entrepreneurship and the family business that propelled you to unbelievable success, but it circles all back around to your Heavenly Father's business.
It does indeed.
Caregivers right now are listening. They've listened to the show, and they're gleaning from you on it. Speak from your heart. You've been there. You've been through family dynamics. You were the one that took the keys away from your grandfather, and everybody sent you to do it when it came time to do it.
Keys to his car because he was a terrible driver.
And nobody wanted to face him to do it, but you're the one they sent to do it. And you've been through family dynamics like this. speak from your heart in just about 90 seconds to folks who are going through this and offer them some wisdom, direction, and comfort.
Well, my father's business is also your business, whoever you are. You have something that is intended by God for you to do, and that is your business. Now, I experienced the breakup of family and the breakup of company in a decision that I had to make, which I share in the book. You, as caregivers, are experiencing brokenness that is a challenge, but that is your father's business, and I applaud you. You pursue it well, and I hope you feel the presence of God with you as you're undertaking great challenge of caregiving.
Great word there, Cal. Thank you so much. Cal Turner Jr., my father's business. I'll post this online on all of our channels, Hope for the Caregiver, YouTube, everything else. Hey, the hour goes by too fast. We got to have more time, but today we had a marvelous time. Cal, I hope I can get you back sometime. I really do. Because we've got more, so many things I could just draw out of you.
You are amazing, Peter. And John back there somewhere, too.
Oh, he is
wonderful. Thank
to
you,
be
buddy.
With you.
He's spectacular.
Wonderful.
HopeForTheCaregiver.com. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.